Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on the TikTok ban that would go into effect in 9 days if the Chinese-owned company doesn't sell it. KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us with more on this. Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, the Supreme Court is taking on this case just a couple of days after TikTok's lawyers requested that it hears the arguments on an emergency basis. Under the law Congress passed last April and signed by President Biden, TikTok cannot be distributed in the U.S. because it is considered to be a foreign adversary-controlled application. Now, for this app to survive in the U.S., it would need to divest from its China-based parent company, ByteDance, before January 19th. This is CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This case is being framed as a First Amendment case. Can the government shut down TikTok, depriving its 170 million American users and TikTok itself of its right to speak? TikTok wants the same protections enjoyed by the New York Times, for instance.
Now, the government argues that this is a national security issue because China can access all of the user data that TikTok collects. President-elect Trump originally supported a ban in his first term, but opposes it now and wants the court to hit the brakes on this. The ACLU also urging the court to block this ban, Carol. And there are content creators, some of them who make money, make their living off of TikTok, also against this potential ban.
All right. Thank you, Tim.